Welcome to the Build Your Coaching Business Around the 9-to-5 podcast. I'm your coach, Pamela Pritchard, and I help you go from employee to business owner. Whether you're creating your first client or learning how to create clients on repeat whilst holding down your day job, I'll help you make your business dreams a reality. Let's begin. Hello, welcome back to the Build Your Coaching Business Around the 9-to-5 podcast. I am Pamela and I am your business coach and mentor. And today I want to talk about investing, because when I became a coach, other than property investment, I had never actually invested significant money into myself, into my brain, into my mindset, into my way of thinking. I'd always saw something like therapy as the kind of thing that it's like a medical bill. Like, you, if you need therapy, it's a non-negotiable. Like, you make the money for it. You prioritize the money for it. But what I found when it came to investing in coaching, in my own business, in my own mindset, in my own expansion, evolution, and well-being, I had a lot of thoughts around it. And I imagine that you do too. And that's what I want to talk about in this upcoming series, because it was a huge learning curve for me. And it has, like, the way I invest now and the way I think about investing in myself, whether that's with time or with money, has completely shifted compared to who I was at the beginning of this journey. Considering I had gone into pretty much my mid-30s and never really invested in myself. That's 30 years of having a mindset where I saw more value in paying for things like either material things that I could keep or experiences that I could have, but not in my future. And it's just such an interesting discussion. It's such a rich discussion. And I love having really rich discussions with my clients, with my peers, with my friends. I am all about deep conversations. If we were to meet at a barbecue and we hit it off, you know that we're going to be talking about personal development, spirituality, business growth. Like, I just love this discussion. So I'm really excited to bring it to the podcast, because it will help you elevate the way that you think about investing. It will help you be able to get maximum return on your investments. And this will support you in your embodiment of becoming the CEO of your business and your life. So let's dive in. This first one was actually inspired by a beautiful interaction I had with one of my long-term one-to-one clients. And as a long-term one-to-one client, she gets VIP access to absolutely everything that I do. And on the front end, you probably don't think that I actually have that many offers. And you're right, I don't. I don't like overwhelming myself. I am not sprouting fresh offers every freaking week, every month. I am a steady Eddie. I am a sure thing. I am all about the long-term relationship. So I have my flagship one-to-one program. I have messaging mastery. And then I have the odd group program. Last year, I did my first mastermind. And I have an upcoming program over the next couple of months that is called Consultations That Can, It's about consultations. I forget the name. The name is still a work in progress, to be honest with you, which is why it's not solid in my mind yet. But even those programs, you messaging mastery, the program around consultations, they're actually designed to support my one-to-one clients first and foremost. So I'm not really creating much that diverts away from my flagship program. And that's a very strategic decision on my part. We're not here to talk about that today, though. We're here to talk about investing. And the reason why that this comes into that discussion is because my one-to-one client is very, very senior in her corporate role. She has a lot of responsibility in her day job. And when I am running these additional programs, and as I say to all of my one-to-one clients, because they get VIP access to any group programs that I'm running at the same time, I say to them, joining these group programs is optional. And the unwritten undertext to that, and this is what this episode is about, is empowering my clients to recognize when and where they want the support, how they want to receive it, and all of that to help them get the most return on investment and return on energy in so doing. So I want to talk about that today, because what I see with a lot of coaches who are yet to work with me and maybe haven't considered investing in themselves in this way is that you go into consumption overload. I know I did when I was at the beginning of my journey. I was hungry for anything and everything I could get my hands on. I was signing up to any freebie, every free workshop. I did, as much as I like to think it was a strategic choice to like learn everything and learn absolutely all the things there is to know about business, about coaching. And I hope you're hungry for it. This is a good thing. And I'm not saying it isn't, but knowing how to channel that is what I'm talking about here. Because what I found was that I was signing up to all of these different things. My inbox was getting full. I was getting overwhelmed. I had all of these inputs. I had all of this stuff coming in from social media. I was feeling in the back of my mind that I had this program to catch up on, this training to deliver. I was maybe more invested in certain things than I was in others. And then I was feeling guilty about not being able to show up. And all of this created basically a lot of hustle, and it started to feel a lot like my 9-to-5. And I know that if you're listening to my podcast, it's because you are here because you do not want to create another version of your 9-to-5. You are here to create a business that allows you to live a life of freedom. Freedom is one of your core values, as is mine. That's why we are so attracted to each other, because we get it. We don't just want another career. We don't just want something else that's going to be more fulfilling and more joyful and give us like better returns in terms of like our profits, our finances, our money. Because if we just wanted that, we could just go for a promotion or go for some kind of career that was similar to what we already knew. Let's face it, it would probably be a lot easier than starting a business from scratch and continue to work our way up the career ladder. But we know that that only ends in one place. You're here not just because you love coaching, but because you also love the idea of the freedom, the promise of freedom that entrepreneurship can give you. But as we know, anybody who studies anything about business, business isn't a 9-to-5. It's kind of a 24/7. And if we're not careful, we will end up in the hustle cycle that is way worse than 9-to-5. And entrepreneurship burnout is real, let alone building a business whilst you still have a 9-to-5. That's like double whammy trouble. We don't want that. We're not here for that. We did not sign up for that. Yet, when you are signing up to course after course, you're jumping from micro offer to micro offer, subscription to subscription, freebie to freebie, challenge to challenge. What you don't have is constraint. You don't have sustainability because you're not acting sustainably. If you want to create sustainability, you have to act sustainably. Think about that for a second. And you're not sticking to one thing and truly refining it. You're staying at a very top level with all of these things. This is why, even within my business, I have gone inch wide with my one-to-one. And I have mastered it mile deep, inch wide, mile deep is my philosophy. That's why when you see me create new programs, they are always designed to bolster and uphold the signature offering that I have, because it means that I get better at delivering that program better and better and better each time, which means my clients get better and faster results every time that somebody new joins me, which is amazing, because I am here to create exceptional client results. I want clients to come to me as the coach of choice to help them build their coaching business around the 9-to-5. So all of my effort and energy isn't just to sell more and create more clients for my own sake, but because my passion is this beautiful life that I'm creating. I know you want your version of that. So all of my effort goes into mastering the possibility of guaranteeing the outcome for you as well. I don't do that by jumping from course to course. I don't do that by staying top level and never really investing in myself. And one way that you can get better at refining this and really developing your mastery in not just your profession, but in your expertise as a business owner who is truly passionate, because you're high integrity, you're truly passionate about bringing your expertise to your people, to helping them get beautiful big results in their business, is by giving yourself the gift of constraint. I know we've spoken about this before in the podcast, and I've had feedback from a number of people who have listened to that episode. I think it was the last episode where I talked about this, about constraining their efforts and really going in on a process and really mastering it and really identifying in your business what it is you need to work on, but also knowing that you can be selective about where you put your energy. So last time when I spoke about constraint, now I'm talking about how to do that. So lean in. And this is where my beautiful client example comes in. In this discussion, she says to me, and she updates me actually, which I love. She updates me and says, I know that I have access to this program. And I just wanted to update you that I'm making a strategic choice to step away from that program because I want to prioritize something else in my business right now. That is CEO embodiment. That is knowing what matters in your business. That is knowing your energy, knowing your capacity, knowing where you want to put your efforts, and then taking the action steps to put that into place. That is her getting return on investment and return on energy for working with me one-to-one. What I see a lot of coaches who are still in that employee mindset of, I need to do everything, I need to do it all, I have to hustle my way to success. That looked like the opposite of what my client did. It looks like, oh my God, I've signed up to this, that, and this, and I have to do it all. I have to fit it all in. Oh God, I haven't caught up with that training. I must catch up. Oh God, but I've got to do this. How am I ever going to fit that in? Oh no, but how am I going to do that around this? And then you're getting overwhelmed and stuck and you're wondering why. Instead, be like my client, where you discern, you use your discernment and you say to yourself, this is what I'm prioritizing in my business. And that is how I'm going to get to where I'm going. And because you have that clarity, because you trust yourself, because you have that relationship with yourself, your capacity, your energy, and you're in dialogue with your body and what it's telling you, you can make that call. And not just make that call from a, oh, I'm so sorry, I can't quite do this. Is it okay? You ain't asking for permission. She didn't ask me for permission. She updated me. And after working together the way that we have, I love that for her. That to me is CEO embodiment. That to me is a coach who knows exactly what she needs. She knows exactly how to ask for it. She knows exactly how to get it. And she's giving herself full permission to focus on what she needs to focus on. Blinkers on, constraint being embodied. Do you see the difference? Do you see the shift? So my invitation for you is to deeply consider, where are all the places that you are spreading yourself thin? And really be onto yourself. You know, I say this all the time, be onto yourself, coach. Because if you want to build a business and a life, even if you have a 9-to-5, and especially if you don't, because you have the time freedom. But if you do have the 9-to-5 and you don't have the time freedom, then you actually, it's important you enforce this to protect yourself. And if you don't have a 9-to-5 and you have the time freedom, it's so important and imperative that you put this into practice, even when you have space around it. Because that's what you signed up for. You signed up for this to have the time freedom, to be able to enjoy your life. It doesn't mean slaving away to every goddamn program, even if it's within a coach that you've actually paid money for and invested in. I gave her this analogy and it's beautiful and I'll share it with you. So it's a good one, right? And I speak from experience when I say this. Picture me, or picture yourself, right? All-inclusive holiday. You've got the buffet every single day, for every day that you're on holiday. And what do? You go mad for it. You get one plate and you fill it to the absolute brim. You've got a bit of Indian over here, a bit of Chinese there, a bit of English, a bit of French, and you've got a little bit of fresh seafood on the side. And you want a rum and coke, wine, and some orange juice because you just don't know what to drink. Oh, and a pina colada because they're doing free cocktails. Oh, hands up if you do that when you're on an all-inclusive. I know that's exactly what I would have done in my 20s. Just get, pile it all on, don't know what's good for me, want it all. And then you don't enjoy the meal as much because your taste buds are confused. Your stomach doesn't enjoy the meal as much because that was a bit of a cocktail you just gave it. And you've got a whole 2 weeks of it because it's an all-inclusive holiday. That isn't the vibe, guys. Not anymore. We're not in our early 20s. Our stomach can't handle it the way we used to. And to be honest, it couldn't really handle it back then, but I just didn't know what was good for me. And I thought I was having a good time. Now, if you catch me on an all-inclusive, it's a class act. I'm going up to the buffet. I'm checking in with my body. I'm checking in with my taste buds. I'm asking myself, what would be really, really delicious right now? What do I really desire? What do I really fancy? What would just feel like the creme de la creme? And I go and get that. And I have just enough, maybe a little bit more, but not too much that I feel gross for it because I know I've got another 2 weeks. That's a class act. Be a class act in your business, in your choices, in your consumption. Because yes, you do need to consume. Of course you do, because you're growing, you're learning, you're evolving. That's part of becoming the person you're about to become. And show constraint, even within the programs that you've invested in. This is the level of CEO embodiment and personal power that I am encouraging my clients to embody day in, day out. And I bring that celebration of my client today into this podcast because it's such a micro example. But my God, no wonder she's smashing it in her business. No wonder she's on the cusp of handing in her notice. No wonder her freaking 9 to 5 are like, low-key trying to rope her into staying and doing everything that they can to keep her there, even though she knows full well that give it a few months, she's out of there. And her business is growing. And it's growing for a reason, because when she comes to coaching, she has developed that CEO embodiment, which means having that awareness of what she needs, of discerning what she needs and knowing how to get it and knowing what that means she can comfortably and confidently step away from. No FOMO required. No, oh, I need to make the most out of it required. So if you want to develop this CEO embodiment and really, like, this is just one aspect of it. And look, this is a whole series where we're going to be talking about investing. But as you can see, like, this falls into so many areas of your business, so many areas of who you are being. Remember this next time you're on holiday at an all-inclusive or at an all-you-can-eat or at a buffet. This is about really trusting yourself. And in order for you to trust yourself, it helps to have the business acumen to know exactly what to prioritize in your business, to know exactly what your business needs and when, to know exactly what you need, to know what your body's asking for. Because when you can tune into your body is the way, your body is the compass. Because without a sound body, a healthy and energized body that feels fulfilled, that feels nourished, that feels well-fed and well-watered, but knows what direction it's going in, then you start to be in this beautiful co-creation where the business you're building just falls into place. That you can say no to things that don't serve you and say yes and truly be all in on the things that do serve you. This, my friends, is CEO embodiment. So if you want that, book a consult. Let's chat. I want to hear all about where you are right now in your business. And I want to hear about where you're going. And then we're going to talk about how working together is going to help you step into your CEO embodiment so that not only is who you are being so goddamn delicious to you that you love being in your business and that it feels like a joy to be in and that you feel aligned and you feel confident and you feel like, yes, this is it, this is happening, this is working. And that strategically, intellectually, you know what to do. You know what your business needs. You know where it's going. You know how to nourish it. You know what strategic steps to take so that you can make those discerned decisions. So go to www.coachingwithpamela, that's two L's, .com/thrive in capital letters to book your consult. And if that doesn't feel like you're all in yet, not a problem. I also have a free workshop called Employee to CEO. If you think this is good, wait till you get to the workshop. It's going to be live. It's going to be me and you. And we're going to be talking about this in a lot more detail on the landscape of your business. So head to the link in the show notes and sign up to that free workshop. It's gold. Okay, I loved this. We're going to continue this investor series so that you can be the CEO in your life and business and invest like the CEO your business needs you to be. Thank you for joining me today. I hope you enjoyed those beautiful analogies. Think about it next time you're at an all-you-can-eat buffet or on holiday on an all-inclusive. Oh, it's been too long. I am definitely feeling the vibe for a holiday soon, which is fun. I haven't had a holiday for 2 years now because being a digital nomad, my life is kind of a holiday. So that's an interesting concept for me to wrap my head around. But I think it's time. It's coming. Okay, drop me a DM if that was useful. I can't wait to connect with you on a consult. Otherwise, I'll see you when you sign up to the workshop. Link is in the show notes, and I'll catch you in the next episode. Bye.